Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight we'll be looking at God's Word. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to the pastorate. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We are so blessed. I am so very blessed to be given this privilege. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Pastor Emwe. Tonight we'll be looking at insight for impact. Hallelujah. Insight for impact. There's so much we will discover that we are able to do when we follow the Master. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Father, thank you because you take my lips and you speak through this piece of clay that every life, every heart, every ear that hear your words now will be blessed. Both those here and those online, none will miss out of your touch and your blessing. And this very life also will be blessed and impacted. Glory to you, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So, to follow the Master is the best thing we can do. And Jesus is the Master. He has given us the master plan. He has given us the best pathway that will lead us to attaining the mark. Paul calls it the mark of the prize of the high calling. Amen. Hallelujah. Follow the master. People will say, if it's in the other way, they will say, in the world, they will say, follow no road. Follow no road, you know. But we're looking at insight for impact. Hallelujah. And our text is taken from the book of John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8, 12. John 8, verse 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So these are the words of Jesus. And he said, John 12. Then Jesus said, I am light to the world. I am light to the world. And those who embrace me will experience life-giving light. I'm reading the TPT. Those who embrace me. Another version says, those who follow me. Hallelujah. I think it's the NLT or so that says, if you follow me. Let's see the NLT, what it says. Hallelujah. Amen. NLT. Yeah. NLT says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. I think it was Liverpool that said, never walk alone. You won't have to walk in darkness. Amen. You won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Hallelujah. You will have the light that leads to life. So in following him, we'll find out that we are just at the right place. Always at the nick of time, we will always be at the right place meant for our lives. Hallelujah. Where we'll be able to make impact in our world for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Let's open to the book of Psalm 92. This one hit me very well, and that's the bane of what we're talking about tonight. Hallelujah. To catch catch the insight that you need for impact, we all need to eat God's word. We all need to eat God's word consistently. Consistently, consistently, non-stop, non-stop, non-stop. Someone once asked Jesus, I said, how many times should I forgive my brother? And Jesus said, 70 times 7, right? It means that you can never outnumber the level of forgiveness. You just need to keep doing it non-stop, non-stop. Hallelujah. That's just basically what it means. Psalm 92. This one hit me because not very many people know that God, there's a place in God. There's a place for thinking. People think that, I was never told that. Let me be specific about myself. I was never told that. All we were told growing up was that God is powerful, God is mighty. That's what we were told. So it is, with all of his mightiness, he can do anything. He can just do his hand like this. And I remember one of the popular things that one of our pastors used to say. He would say, the Lord is so mighty, he's like a mighty rock. If he falls on you, you'll be crushed to powder. So we always have, he came to church one day with powder and was doing that. He said, you will be crushed to powder. And if you fall on him, you will be scattered. So all of the mightiness of God is what I keep hearing. Many people never even heard that God is loving. God is kind. God is faithful. God is this, God is that. There's so much of God we can learn. There's no end to learning about him. Praise the Lord. God is powerful, yes. God is mighty, yes. But in all of that mightiness of God, to the point that he even created the heavens and the earth and the entire universe, is just in his palm. Yet, look at what it says. Psalm 92 from verse 4, it says, no wonder I'm so glad. I can't keep it in. Lord, I'm shouting with glee over all you've done, for all you've done for me. What mighty miracles and your power at work, just to name a few. Depths of purpose and layers of meaning. Depths of purpose and layers of meaning saturate everything you do. Hallelujah. I'll stop here. I want us to see that same verse 4 and 5 in other version. It blew my mind, honestly. Okay, we just read the TPT. Let's look at it from NLT. From NLT. Hallelujah. Okay, the NLT says, you thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Look at verse 5. Oh Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. How deep are your thoughts? How many of us have ever wondered that God thinks? God thinks. And that struck me. God thinks. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth, master of the universe, thinks. God thinks. So he doesn't just do things. No wonder he said, come, let us reason together. Ah, no wonder he said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. God thinks. So, I shouldn't just do things lackadaisically. I shouldn't just do things haphazardly, like I don't have a head. I should be flogged if I just do things anyhow. Because the one who made me, who created me, who loved me, who made a plan for me to come back to him even when I was lost, he has time to sit. You know, God, people just think, I don't know what people think God is. I've read in scriptures that about him standing. I've read in scriptures about his footstool. I've read in scripture that, oh Lord, stand from your throne and let the enemies, you know, be scattered and all that. That means God sits, he breathes, he thinks, he does so many things just like you and I. Hallelujah. Amen. So I shouldn't just do things like, and they ask you, why are you doing what you're doing? Saying, I don't know, I just did it. To make matters worse, in my neighborhood, they called me on Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday last week? That two relatives, they are cousins, they live together, a boy and a girl. And so the boy, something happened, they had a quarrel, and the boy went to sleep in the same compound, in another guy's room. The guy, they are close. So the boy slept in the guy's room. So the sister got angry. Why didn't you sleep at home? And that caused another quarrel again and all that and all that. And then she said she was going to deal with him. Apparently before now, she helped him to get a job. And he said she would deal with him. So she went and brought, I think they fought, and she brought police to pick the guy up. And then people around the compound were begging her that the guy needs to go to job, go to work. And then she said, no, that it's none of her business, that she helped him to get that job, that he can as well lose the job and blah, blah, blah. Just like how many compounds away from my compound. So the whole long and short of it was that she arrested the guy. And the guy had been there from morning till like 9 p.m. before they told me. So I said, okay, let's go. So I went with them to the police station. And in all of that, we were, after talking and talking, even went with one officer around our road, another two of them. So after everything, they said, it's already too late in the night where it has to be. And she deliberately did it. She deliberately looked for his trouble. That, you know why? Because she kept him. The plan was that the guy would be there from, okay, this was on Friday evening and it's already late. Okay, no, on Thursday. And you know, Friday was public holiday, Good Friday, right? So that they will keep the guy there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is public holiday again, Easter Monday. Then till on Tuesday before they will be able to release the guy. So we all were begging and everything. And the police said, no way. Fortunately, for the guy, I think they released him the next day, the following day, and all that. Sometimes when things happen, we lose sight of certain principles. So when we're there, the policeman was talking to us and was saying that at the time this guy raised his hand to slap his sister, it didn't dawn on him that he could go to jail for that. And someone was trying to defend, and the policeman said, madam, if I raise my hand, even though I'm a uniformed man, if I raise my hand and slap you, I've broken the law. And forget the fact that I'm wearing uniform, I can be in that same place where that boy is right now. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's not forget, if you break the law, you'll pay the price. If you break the law, you pay the price. So God thinks. That's what brought me to that story. The boy, at that point where he got angry and raised his hand on his sister, he stopped thinking. Anger will shut down your ability to think, process things before you take action. So you find people take the action before they're like, oh, even when we were there, the man was explaining something. He said, I bet you, that boy in there now is just thinking to himself and saying, if only the hand of time can wind back so that instead of that time he raised his hand, if he can just throw his hand behind the man. And it was explaining, we were just laughing because we were learning a lot of things from what he was saying. I don't know if you've ever had any experience where you got angry and you just, you know, where you lose it. And then after a while, you're like, I think it was Seth Man who said he lost his cool and when he was dealing with his landlord and all that, you just lose your cool and you're after everything, you're asking yourself, did I just do that? Did I just do that? Amen. The Bible made us understand that God, let's look at it again. Psalm 92. Okay, we've looked at NLT. Let's look at it from NKJV. Psalm 92, verse 4 and 5. NKJV says, "For you, Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands." Amen. "O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep." Your thoughts are very deep. Let's see it from the Easy Bible, the Easy English Bible. It says, "The things that you do, Lord, make me very happy. I sing with joy because of the things that your hands have made. Yes, Lord, you have done great things. Your thoughts are more than we can understand." I'm looking for Amplified Classic. Did I miss it? Amplified, okay. The Amplified Classic says, okay, yes, got it. Amplified Classic says, "For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your works. At the deeds of your hands, I joyfully sing. How great are your doings, O Lord? Your thoughts are very deep." As I read through these various versions, I wrote something down. I said, great works are products of deep thoughts. Great works are products of deep thoughts. So several times we see the handiworks of God. We see things that God does. I've been in my house one day and it was raining all the way from Ojota, from Kudira at Abiola with the other side, up to Ojota and to Ogudu roundabout. And just from Ogudu roundabout to my compound, and after my compound, everywhere was dry. It's not raining. And I'm like, this is not normal. What is this? Hallelujah. I've also experienced where rain is falling, like as we're here now in church, rain is falling on the other side of the road. Rain is not falling on this side. I've experienced a lot of things like that. We heard about the testimony of how, I can't remember who said, I think it was Setman during his teaching, how a whole street was burning with fire. And the thing jumped over one house and continued burning. That house was not touched at all. Mighty works of his hands. And that's why I wrote that. Great works are products of deep thoughts. Just imagine yourself. You have eyes, you have your mouth, lovely face. You can breathe, you can walk, you can talk, you can do things, you can dance, you can do a whole lot of things. I saw one guy that was doing acrobatic and the guy was twisting his arm and all that. Twisting his arm like it's rubber and all over and all that. Like, mighty things that this same thing, that this same human that God made. I was watching a TikTok video this afternoon about one young guy in Nigerian from Nasarawa State. He was schooling in Ghana, a medical student. How the guy clinched about, I mean, almost 20 various awards. Various awards. Best in this, best in medical sciences, best in this. The entire award was just going to the guy. He was just calling his name, Nathaniel. He just clinched the entire awards. One person. And when you look at things like that, you can only say, God is awesome. God is awesome. And then someone will go on track and run, and the person is the best, the record breaker. And then the person comes back again and beats his own record again. That's mighty. Mighty. So we say, when something happens once, you could say it's an accident. If it happens twice, you could say It's coincidence. But when it is consistent, then you say it's normal. I should be surprised if Pastor Muiwa is on the track with me and I beat him to the race. I would jump in. You know, why? Because it's expected. It's a given. What am I trying to say? There are things that should be normal in our lives. What's that? Great works are the product of deep thoughts. God should be seen in everything we do. We should think deep. Think deep, just like our Father would do when we do things. Amen. Amen. From verse 7, let's look at it. Psalm 92. We stopped at what? 5. Okay, so let's. From the NLT, verse 6. It says, NKJV, sorry. From verse 6. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Amen. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. I love the part where it says, they shall flourish like a palm tree. He said, even in old age, they will still bear fruit. In old age, they will still bear fruit. Couple of weeks ago, when Pastor Muiwa was teaching us about, he was talking about the tree in service, and he was talking about a tree planted by the rivers. And then was talking about why it is that the palm tree is, every part of it is important. Amen. And he mentioned specifically, it got to a point where he talked about seasons, that there are seasons, but that this very tree, whether it is the season or not, it's expected to produce fruits because it's by the river. Amen. By river, we are planted in God. God is our source, so it never runs dry. You won't say, oh, it's Hamattan season, so there's no water now. We are trees, so we are fresh ever. We are ever fresh because this water of life does not run dry. Amen. So we are expected to produce fruits in season and out of season. Amen. Do we get that? In season and out of season, every time, every time, every time. And what does that tell us? The world is ours for the taking. Because every time, you will definitely show up. You will produce. You will produce. We are not meant to be like the tree that Jesus walked up to and was expecting to see fruit, and he didn't see fruit. He got angry and cursed it. That means we are expected to produce fruit at all times. Amen. At all times. At all times. So never be caught on guard. Never be caught unprepared. Be ever ready. In season and out of season. Hallelujah. In season and out of season, I'll give my best at all times. That should be the mindset. Hallelujah. Amen. Insight for impact. Hallelujah. Let's see The book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews 11 said, "For this one has been counted worthy for more glory." Let me, Hebrews 11. Sorry, I want to use another version, please. Okay. Hebrews 11:3 said, "But Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses, just as a person who built a house deserves more praise than the house itself." Amen. And he says, from verse 4, he says, "For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God." Moses was certainly faithful in God's house as a servant. His work was an illustration of the truths God would reveal later. But Christ, as the Son, is in charge of God's entire house. And we are God's house. If we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ, that is why the Holy Spirit says, "Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, as Israel did when they rebelled, when they tested me in the wilderness. There your ancestors tested and tried my patience. Even though they saw my miracles for 40 years, so I was angry with them. And I said, their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God." You see that even merely not believing angered God. Praise God. The life we live as children of God is so simple. Just like Seth said, the Bible is so simple that you need help to misunderstand it. Merely unbelieving, merely disbelieving, merely living a life without belief angered God. Got him angry. Got him upset. So it's a currency. Believing is a currency. Faith is a currency. Our faith in God is the currency, is the fuel that keeps us going. Praise God. "You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ." Praise God. If we believe firmly, if we keep trusting God firmly, not flippantly, not lackadaisically, not in a weak way, say, but firmly, firmly, as we first believed, as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. How many things do you know that belongs to Christ? Hallelujah. In all of his splendor, all of his glory, in everything, we will share. Praise God. Remember what he says. "Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart." How many times have we heard things? Somebody's sick and the pastor tells you, this is God's word. And he's definitely going to administer God's word on you so that you get healed right now. In your heart, you're saying, are you sure? Is it? You're not paying anything to get it done. It's just simple. Just believe. Sometimes when we do experiment on the street, I watch some videos and then I see where people who are not believers, who are not Christians, when they say some things and then you ask them, how do you know this is going to work? He said, I just believe. They are not Christians. He said, I just believe. He said, how? They tell you that, I've heard some who say, I'm not a Christian, but they just believe. They just, you know, it just worked for them because they believe. That's what he's talking about. Say, how much more you? Called the covenant one, the one he paid a price. See, naturally, we are the ones who are not supposed to be partakers. But he paid the price so that everyone now had equal access. Equal access. So even the Israelites could not even say, we are the ones who are rightly entitled to this grace of God, to this blessing of God, to this, that of God. Now, everybody, whether the person is born in Saudi Arabia, whether the person was born a Muslim, whether the person was born a chronic, occultic, unbelieving person, everybody now has access, same access to this grace. Hallelujah. Yes, everybody now have same access to this grace by level of the provision of Christ. Amen. For us. Hallelujah. As we get ready to close, I want us to understand that he says, through faith, the word was framed. I think that's Hebrews. Is it where it says, through faith, the word was framed? The Bible is hanging again. Please help me with that. Where it says, through faith, the word was framed by God's word, so that the things which are seen are made from out of the things which are not visible. Hebrews 11:3, yes, okay. You see, by faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Isn't that awesome? The things which are seen, I can see chairs, I can see bottle, I can see phone, I can see glasses, I can see diary, I can see microphone. The things which are seen are made from the things which, what? The things which are seen were not made of things which are seen. So it's not like, how do I put this down? Lord help me. The things which are seen were not made from things that are visible, but from things that are not seen. Praise the Lord. He thinks, and whatever he thinks, he speaks, and they come forth. Praise the Lord. You can do the same. You can do the same. So, we shouldn't let the world box us into living a life of, you know, where you go to some place and you're trying to exercise faith. They tell you, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. Have you heard that before? Eh? Seeing is believing. For us as believers, believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. When you believe, you see it. They offended God. In the book of Hebrews, they offended God because they failed to believe. And it angered God. God said, haven't I done so much of all I've shown? All of my greatness that you have seen. How I took you from the wilderness. How I took you 40 days. And, you know, and yet, praise the Lord. If he made things from what is not visible, then you too can make things happen, not because you see it, but because you perceive it on your inside, and you know God's spirit confirms in your spirit that yes, you can have what you say. He didn't say you will have what you see. He said you will have what you say. So what you say most times is not what you have seen. Praise God. So I want money, or I want a child. I've heard about people who have difficulties in having children. I have one of my reverend back then. He prays for people. One of the areas God blessed him, gifted him, is that he prays for people and they just, boom, they get pregnant. He prays for people and he just, I mean married people, not we're not doing magic. Married people. He prays for them, people who have been waiting and trusting God for a child. He prays for them, and but for him, just like the Bible says, that, but for him, there was no. So, for 20 years, it was without child. 20 years. And when it will come, boom, twins. Praise God. In our local parlance, somebody said, they wrote something. It's a joke. They said, now only God will use basket to disgrace bucket. It's only God that can do his thing. Because by human calculation and comprehension, you will want to think it's impossible, but that's where God comes in. His ways are mighty. So we cannot begin to calculate for him that, okay, and many people, that's where many people fail, because if God has told you now, if in your heart you are praying and trusting God, and you're telling God, Lord, I need a house. Lord, I need a house. Lord, I need a house. Do not expect that God will not give you a land. You gather money, gather money. God will not give, bless you. You not gather money, buy land. And then you now gather money, mode block. Gather money, and now start erecting and all that, and all that, and all that. You go carry umbrella like Jehovah's Witness. You go trek, you go tire. If you are waiting for that. As you are trusting him, let your heart be hopeful. Just let him do his thing. And then you'll be amazed that a house will come. Not because you have bought a land, not because you have mowed blocks. Hallelujah. Not because you have molded blocks, not because you have bought a land. But it will come when it will come. According to his will to come. But most time people think they want to work it out. And say, okay, I just met this guy today. Okay, God is going to walk through this person. No, it may not even be what you are thinking. That's why David said, if you think deep enough, you will see reasons to give him thanks. Because that's what makes him almighty. It does not need to take permission from another person to bless you. Hallelujah. He said, in blessing, I will bless you. Praise God. It doesn't need to take permission from anybody. And who says because things are tough or things are scarce, that means before it go reach you, when somebody just see you in the morning and say, Collins, you are fresh, or you are freshing up and all that, and be like, say, things don't happen. And say, who dash monkey banana? Eh? So in your mind, you think that, until you don't share left for other places, people don't buy 10 cars, people don't get many houses, before it will not reach you. No! God doesn't think in that direction. God doesn't think like that. Amen. In the eyes of God, the way he will bless a father, he will bless a son. Amen. The way he will bless a man, he will bless a child. Everybody is blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I came to that point where I started thinking in this direction. God gives everyone, we all have same amount of time every day. Same amount of time every day. How many hours do we have in a day? 24 hours, right? Some people spend half their 12 hours sleeping, Do you know? Some people spend 12 hours sleeping. Some people spend only 5 hours sleeping. The man who spends 24, the man who spends 15 hours sleeping and is left with only 7 hours will not be able to do much, right? Abby? Eh? It depends on what he's doing with those time. Because if now about how busy and hard working, the truck man will be the richest. So God thinks, God has time to think. I should think as well. Instead of just waking up and running out and beating the air aimlessly, I should spend time meditating on his word. Lord, what do you have for me today? It could be just one word he will drop. It could just be, for instance, it could just be mercy. mercy, and that carries you through the day. It could just be praise, and that carries you through the day. It could just be shouts of joy, and you run out with that. And then you come back in the evening, there are testimonies everywhere. This that you have been looking for has happened. This one has happened. You're like, what happened today? It started from the early hours of the day. Hallelujah. We should take time to spend time with the Holy Ghost before we set out. You know why? As you stay there meditating, as you stay there brooding over his word, as you stay there thinking, he drops words. He will drop things. He will drop ideas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great works are products of deep thoughts. As you stay in his presence and begin to think and begin to meditate and begin to think, you will see that the results you will get will be mind-blowing. And people begin to ask you, where did that come from? I did something very recently in the farm. There's something we wanted to do. I've never seen it done anywhere before. But somehow, I was praying, and then the thing just hit me. And I told my wife, I said, I think we should use this. Because we've not seen it done before, we tried every other thing. It didn't work. And then I said it again. I said, this thing came to my mind. Can we just try it? And we go look for it. And we saw it. And we just put it there. We bought it, and we just put it there. And it's giving us the best of result that we want. Amen. Great works are the products of deep thoughts. There's so much we'll be able to achieve if we just give ourselves to thinking, to staying in that place of power with the Holy Ghost, stay in that place of meditation, stay in that place of fellowship with the Holy Ghost. There's so much we'll be able to do. The powers of laws of creativity. God's ideas are perfect. Hebrews 11:3, where we just read, talking about how he made things that we see from things that are not seen. Where the law of creativity is concerned, let no man deceive you with, according to the scripture, let no man deceive you with philosophies. If you have a clear understanding of this and you run with it, it will bless your life greatly. Because sometimes people want to tell you, seeing is believing. We are seeing this, how it's done, blah, 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 and all that. No. If you conceive it on the inside and the Holy Ghost drops it there, run with it, you will not be embarrassed. You will not be ashamed. You will not be disappointed. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the supernatural controls the natural. Amen. Amen. The raw material with which God created this material world were intangible material. And that's why he thinks. Intangible material. So we should begin to develop value for intangible resource. For intangible resources. Let's begin to develop value for intangible resources. Amen. Hallelujah. So do not base your growth, your passion for only things that are physical. Trust him. We're not seeing him, but we know he lives, right? We're not seeing him, but we know that he speaks to us. We're not seeing him. Why not wait until you physically see him? No, it makes no sense. So that's where our faith plays that role of being the currency with which we operate. So we should trust him. I've seen people go to exam. Before they go to exam, they say, Lord, I need to cover up. And then the Lord leads their heart and say, okay, read this. And then the Holy Spirit leads their heart. And then where they cover is most likely where they just, and they perform very well. What happens at the end? Oh, Lord, I give you the glory. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. He takes the glory. If they were waiting to see physical manifestation, auntie, when we're growing up, one brother, he prayed past anything. But his prayer was out of human foolishness. Because one day he was saying, say, as evidence, he wants God to slap him. As evidence, God should just give him a physical evidence, slap. Now somebody like Brother Collins, not supposed to do that kind of place, with that in hard hand like that, give you slap, you will feel the Lord's hand by force. May God help us in Jesus' name. No, let's not try to box the Holy Ghost. We should ourselves yield. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads and let's just begin to thank him for his word tonight. Let's begin to thank him for his word tonight. Through faith, the world was framed by God's word, so that the things which are seen was made out of things which are not seen, which are not visible. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for tonight. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. He breaks the powers and laws of creativity. Oh, his ideas are perfect. His ideas are perfect. Oh, le frade shanda vranda mande vrege do sanda yade shadada. Oh, Lord, thank you because you bless us with the power of ideas, with the power of ideas. No wonder the Bible says, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. So the kind of thoughts that you have are thoughts that are enviable, are thoughts that people will see and they will be envious. They will say, wow, what manner of mind, what manner of idea, the kind of thoughts, the kind of mind, the kind of ideas, the kind of things I should be able to produce or do are things that will bring testimony, glory to God, are things that will blow the minds of people, things that will be ground shaking, mind blowing. Yes, yes, we have the mind of Christ and we can do mighty things. We can do mighty things. Oh, le parabada is shaking the gedisa. We develop sincere hunger and value for intangible resources. Oh Lamande, even as you open our minds and our minds into insights, giving us deep insights to make impact in our world for the kingdom. Thank you, mighty God. Glory to you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.